There's been a lot of talk about the extra burden being borne by women during the pandemic in terms of job losses, handling more of the homeschooling responsibilities, for example, and being at the front line in hospitals and aged care. Now, women's health services say demand for psychological support is soaring, with anxiety, financial stress, family violence and thoughts of self-harm increasing. With support stretched, they're worried some might not be getting the help they need. Sarah Sedgie reports.
At the Illawarra Women's Health Centre south of Sydney, there's a growing list of women seeking mental health help, and it's weighing heavily on Sally Stevenson, who's the centre's general manager.
No, we're not able to meet the demand. It is overwhelming. It's gone up 25%, and we were already at capacity before COVID started. So what we've seen in terms of our wait list is it's blown out from 2 to 3 weeks to now 3 months. We can't get any woman in for counselling before Christmas.
The service caters for women living in Wollongong and Shell Harbour, and Sally Stevenson says they're grappling with a range of issues.
Primarily anxiety, panic, depression, stress, and domestic violence, but also a very worrying increase in suicidality.
And she's worried that the mental health pressures will only increase.
There's a number of reasons why this will continue to be a problem and continue most likely to increase as a problem, particularly with the financial stress that we know is coming for many years. And in regional and remote areas, of course, it's further exacerbated by issues around employment and access and availability of services. The further out from the metropolitan areas you go, the less available and the less number of resources you have to access support.
In Melbourne, Professor Jayshree Kulkarni is also grappling with a soaring number of women seeking support. She's the director of the Alfred Hospital's Women's Mental Health Clinic.
I just cannot describe the huge numbers of increase in referrals from general practitioners and from other practitioners as well. But I'd say normally I'd receive 5 to 8 new referral requests every week. And in the last 12 days, I've now had 400 referrals.
She says while older women are suffering because they've been cut off from family and social networks, younger women are worried about what their future will look like.
We have young women who are experiencing a range of panic, eating disorder, post-traumatic stress disorder, with a sense of being locked in, with a sense of being cut off, and deliberate self-harm as a result of anger that's expressed inwards or on themselves rather than externally, being able to cope with it, who have fears of not achieving career goals in schooling or getting a job, and looking very bleak about their future prospects.
And Professor Kulkarni is concerned women can't get the help they need.
And I actually don't think that there are specifically tailored women's mental health services other than in the perinatal or related to childbirth. And even there, it's not great. You know, somehow women's mental health has managed not to have a profile on its own. So there are very few specific clinics that deal with women's mental health. So we were already somewhat struggling to keep up with demand before this. And of course, now it just is quite an impossible demand to keep up with unless there's a serious focus and attention paid to half the population.
That's Professor Jayshree Kulkarni from the Alfred Hospital's Women's Mental Health Clinic. If you or anyone you know need help, you can call Lifeline on 13 11 14.